This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Wednesday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:40, up 2.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.94.5, up 1.75 on the open. September, 6:21, up 1.5. December, 6:43.5, up 1.75 on the open. May corn opened at 4.25, up 5.5 on the open. July, 4.32, up 4.5. September, 4:40, up 3.75. December, 4.53, up 5. March of 2010, 4.62.75, up 4. May, 4.69, up 2.25 on the open. May soybeans opened at 11.52, up 14.5 on the open. July, 11.30, up 12.5. August, 10.82, up 7. September, 10.32, up 8.5. November, 9.90, up 10.5. January of 2010, 993, up 9.25. March, 988.5, up 6.5. May, 980, up 5. And July of 2010, 987, up 10.75 on the open. May soybean meal open at 371, up 480 on the open. July, 350, up 330. July soybean oil open at 39.90, up 22 on the open. June live cattle opened 82.85, down 35 on the open. May feeders 99.17.5, down 15. May lean hogs 61.47.5, down 27.5. And July pork bellies 78.55, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, on a very rainy morning in Oakland.
I don't expect much is getting done in the way of field work.
The farmers were doing a lot of spraying, and the planters were running, at least around the Oakland area, north to Champaign yesterday afternoon. And, it's spotty planting, but the further north you went, the more was being done.
So let's play what if. I did that with Chris Corum earlier this morning. Let's say for the moment that the planters rolled pretty hard on Sunday and Monday, and they got, 12 or 13% of the crop into the ground. And you add that to the 10 from last Sunday, and we're at 22 to 23. If that's the number that NASS comes in with on Monday next week, along with the changing fundamentals that we saw in yesterday's report, what does that do to corn?
I think corn is in this, using the futures, probably a 420 to 435 trading range for a while. The private meteorologist that we have the most confidence in says 1.5 to 3 inches of rain. It's a kinder, gentler weather forecast after the weekend. There could be something next Wednesday, Thursday, but it's just a nuisance type rain. And if that would materialize, that would be good news, as far as more planting is concerned. The problem is that the USDA basically carved more demand in the old crop, ethanol and exports. The feeling is that the exports there, but the feed usage and also the ethanol demand is probably a little robust. The other problem is that we still have a 1.6 billion bushel carryover of corn, and that's still a pretty adequate supply. The big problem, though, is that we do have a very tight situation the coming year, and, of course, that's giving hope to the marketplace. Still, one other final point, and then we can go on more questions, is that did they get the March planting intentions acreage right? And that's still a big debate in the, with the think tank people. You with me?
All right, we're back. You were saying that we were wondering if NASS got the March intentions planting right.
Right.
Oh, so all given all that you said, in the current set of circumstances, you would suggest 450 is not obtainable, the January high. So what would it take in your mindset to get there?
I think that it would take at least the majority of the state of Illinois, be under 50% by, June 1st. I think that would be an alarming signal to the marketplace. So maybe some surprise demand or something, but historically, this weather forecast as of today would indicate that there'll be a lot of corn planted, by the last week of May anyway.
A lot of corn has entered the pipeline recently, so probably no chance of a basis led rally?
I don't think so.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. What are you seeing there today?
Well, soybeans, the rumor had it that China bought some additional cargoes of soybeans. They're well-founded rumors. We also get the feeling that the decline in palm oil production, the Malaysian people are planting new hybrid trees. India is doubling the amount of oils they bought from the previous year. There's rumors that maybe the Argentine crop's only 31 to 32. The government had it at 34 million acres. The arithmetic is that soybeans are strong. Now, the question is, what about the beans? Well, old crop's going to gain on new, in our opinion. The second opinion is that the government did have the bean acreage underestimated. We will see some acreage shift from corn to beans, and then the bean number was probably too small in the March report. We're going to plant more spring wheat from spring wheat into soybeans, so the bean number is probably too small, and that's based on the average acreage planted in the corn and soybean rotation the last 2 years is under guessed estimates. So there was some evaporated acres, and of course that was based on two things, the lack of credit in the Midwest and lack of profitability. We have gained in those two areas. The third thing is we're starting to see a whiff of inflation in the markets. We're seeing that in the stock market. We're also seeing that in the corn and soybean prices.
So what is a more realistic ending stocks number for 08-09, and how many more bean acres do you feel are going to get in the ground?
I think that it's conservative. The Sparks people, I think, used let me just give you the exact number as we're penciling along.
Oh, sure.
Here. But I think the Sparks people's acreage on beans are 78 million acres, and I think that it's every bit of that many acres.
Okay. And old stocks are not 130, but closer to what?
Oh, I think that's true.
I think that's true.
I think that's old stocks. We're not going to – that's pretty good arithmetic. Their government's using 240. What happens if we increase that another 2, 3 million acres, at 40 bushel beans? You could have over a 300 million bushel carryover next year.
Well, if we're at 78 million potential soybean in the ground – how much more rallying can we do on old crop?
Well, we have to wait and see in time. And mm-hmm. The function is we're going to see private companies with their satellites give us an image on that. We're going to have eyewitness reporting from our farmers and our market people in the Midwest and in the West. So the marketplace will have a pretty good answer to that question. At least by the middle of June.
Spread sitting at 130 650 NOV, July NOV. How much wider do you think that could get?
It can go quite wide. Back in the 1970s, when we all watched the Great Grain Robbery, you know, it went out $4. You know, could it do something like that now? Anything's possible. You know, George Soros, who's a big capitalist, but he's also a socialist, and a lot of his philosophies basically says it's very hard to predict the top or bottom, and we're into that type of thing. The livestock industry is in trouble, but we have a big cash person on the other end of the line called China that's paying for soybeans in U.S. dollars. And it's hard to predict just how high that market can go.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2.